http://attorney-timothy-peter-prince.fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but hypo not binding. Spelled fuckedhuman.life. Landing page created February 7th, 2022 at 12:41 a.m. A YouTube video. 12 minutes 28 seconds title. Attorney Timothy Peter Prince - pound sign crib mobon at Pontifex victims demand to pound sign stop gang stalking - MFTFBSHE. 96 views. March 28, 2020. Macda Pond. 10 subscribers. MFTFBSHE equals. Motherfucking two-faced bullshit human excuse for and insert human role. I demand that you either show up at my door with all quarantine protocols engaged and kill me more with your kindness to deny the truth. Come kill me with a motherfucking knife or gun or something visible you cowards murder me or take yourself to know the public and the world is going to know what kind of character it takes to hide this kind of play. Take yourself out to the barn. Pull out your trusty six-shooter, and pull the motherfucking two-faced bullshit human excuse to suicide with you. Get the motherfucking two-faced bullshit human excuses out of the fucking way. Look at me, your only choice to survive this, look at me in the eyes, the soul of your pretense, the soul WHO proclaims the right of necessity to call you out in this manner, you motherfucking assholes, break. Or die, if you break, I can apply my long standing words onto this, and we all can walk away, to survive. You fools, my words etched into history, a jury call is now an order of the court. http://inthemindway.org/mindway_home. Welcome to the mindway of change. The pathway that the mind travels. We know it exists today because so many of us have personally experienced it and speak about it with face-to-face language. We have it, but it has an unusual characteristic that provides no means of a historical chronicle should it decay to ruins. It is silent to our ears. No audio recording can exist. It is invisible to our eyes. No photographs can be taken. Can't touch it, no smell or taste. It does exist, and what exists around our world usually follows either natural effects of time decay and withering away by accidental or hostile acts of destruction. Should it disappear, it will be lost. An individual human thought - Monday, October 14, 1996, 7:48 p.m. PT. The birth of In the Mind Way. It is a spiritual, theological, and magical pathway of shared thought that passes within all souls in the universe, or as powerfully simple as just you and I. We bear forward into history, take what we like, handle the expected, brace for the unexpected, hold on to what we find sacred, invite who is honorable, resist what is harmful, bend or force or break what we think is fatal, mend what has broken accidentally. Apply other synonyms of bear, break, and mend. What each of us chooses to keep in our own mind way, we give outward to others. Greater than just words alone. The tools offered us. To be or not to be. Art, a handshake, music, a courteous act of kindness to a stranger in public, an honest smile, and all of the infinite facets well beyond what is already imaginable. Mind way is neither good or bad. The dark side exists. I choose to stay in the light and walk away from the dark. It has a reason and purpose to respect. Connect our mind way. Sometimes I don't succeed and fail, but always, I do care. Care to connect and use our mind way? Email in the mind way. Mimicky unassigned at fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but hypo not binding. Spelled fuckedhuman.net. Let us say I am naming real IDs - to supplant your most outrageous excuse of human trash, and you just allow yourselves to be on this domain and continue to be slaves to your predictability? Right, man, and I have a bridge to sell you in London. This busted - breaks - or you die at my hands in self - defense. 24 hours show up to kill me, murder me, or you commit suicide to get out of the fucking way. Dash as destructive forces must glow before peaceways can take hold. Or drop what you think you, drop it. Dash let it sink. Dash tip your boat over. Dash let it be sunken treasures for some other far time future people. Millions, billions, trillions of dollars. I don't care about the purse. Dash let it sink to the bottom of the deepest pit on earth under the sea. That is where that purse of pleasures of sin belongs. Dash to all dash time eternity. For all I care, I shall declare. Your fault. Not mine. Dash clean up your fucked up human mess. End of video description. Notice to all visitors. The person named for this page is completely aware of the video description on YouTube. The person who is identified in the naming labels here is in fact an attorney. As a matter of discussion disclosures here, while initially engaged in Facebook Messenger, it was after a long period of time of sharing outward to when he finally responded to me. Silence gives consent. A little more stronger in my language, and it was not abusive at all. Somehow he thought to issue a cease dash and dash desist letter claiming I was harassing and threatening. I was not harassing nor threatening. Plato impressed into human thought, silence gives consent centuries ago. In fact, the reason for what is in all of this mix of conflict avoidance and conflict human philosophies, wisdom and law, all which he knows I know. I know how to get my point across. The man is not a man of good character, nor would I rely on him as a legal advisor to deserve a public salary of any kind. That he hold a position of public trust as city attorney for the city of San Bernardino, California, United States of America in this year 2022 and back to year first employed. I would question his entire work product should be, but more likely not within the boundaries of applied law. Thus substantially questionable to all of his job performance indeed. Whether or not an errors and omissions insurance would cover it from intentional fraud. This I know because what I say to him in bulk collective is actually a reality of truth which he has not been able to react upon me to assist me by vigorously to outwardly fight me. Elements of breaking and violating my rights legally within his expertise shows the tendency of conspiracy which now can be proven. He is guilty of conspiracy. Ignoring this fact and then carrying on these words that imply his involvement in a nasty ploy that is highly impressionable against him, to a public, he is isolated and insulated from any kind of consequences. That being, he is dangerous to the commonwealth. Of the public interest onto the city's population, we citizens are most likely being harmed by his continued job employment. All I did was to bring a more stronger language in what was a soapbox One Direction channel, as showing by the technology feature of read/scene timestamp following down the conversation. The default understanding being received by me with the technology interface, he is human reading and receiving the content shares. To be celebrated or at least respected to be placed as thoughts, ideas, suggestions into his brain, meme transference of processing. More importantly, the very foundation of the reason why I contacted him is obvious and principle said in the very beginning. My request for help to save my life. To save my life from dying of a terminal illness that I should not be dying from. The terminal to fatal part of this illness for the majority of those current day who are affected, have connections to provider doctor healthcare and proper prescribed medications treatment. Without such connections to provider healthcare, results to cue terminal and fatal outcome. Today I still have not yet a committed trust that anything is different beyond the circumstances that was unjustly and illegally placed action against me in March 2019. The underlying bias I define across social media is #HIV untreatable. I am being intentionally barred from and cannot give a healthcare provider that holds trust and integrity to my individual life and a violation of my internationally enacted human rights. Specifically, Article 25 adopted and proclaimed December 10, 1948 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. A right of imperatives to protect and enforce on my life that covers a wide range of rights including those to adequate food, water, sanitation, clothing, housing violated, and medical care violated, as well as social protection covering situations beyond one's control violated, such as disability violated, widowhood, unemployment violated, and old age progressing to be violated. The Associated Attorney Facebook profile is a public use profile, not a private use profile. Only a private user profile could allow him to ignore me as a member of the San Bernardino residence. The read scene timeline marker falling down the content conversation. With me knowing exactly what was captured, that I could take the container as a whole and move it over to a publicly accessible archive. That is in fact online. I disputed his claim that my intentions are harassing or that words expressed have threats. His silence gives all controls to me by his continued tacit consent upon my actions even today. I'm to the content compiled for the public 2022. He has no control of this message until he demonstrates that he could respond with honesty and integrity to the creator of these messages. He is not by free will response to demonstrate such an effective trust connection. The time is now for the city involvement of what it is I was calling long time ago. There are people who being challenged and called into real representative concern to form strong councils. I suggest when all is considered, he will be knocked out of his job permanently. All he has to do is respond the response of responsibility. He refuses. Before, he had not yet rationalized and thought I was naive. My effective response, I will not honor his cease-and-desist letter. I continue to share outward. His Facebook profile is defined as a public figure. I don't understand the concept the messenger content is somehow restrictive to private when it is not absolutely not a private channel as it applies on to him. I continue to write out and share to him in Messenger for a while before I moved over to public posting commenting. This today reflecting the language involved, I do indeed have a Facebook posting identity as @fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary pound sign pitapo not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET. How to set the record straight, everything I post it's the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. His claim for possible defamation or libel in that arena is not possible. I know what I know and I tell the truth. And if I don't know, I say so. The descriptions are as copied here from original post date on YouTube. He knows he has only responded one single character back across channels. An emoji, respectfully applied with the law. Red angry face emoji. You would think a man with some sort of appreciation for a reputation future forward to humble himself to legal considerations of dual exchange concessions and not to have attempted illegal bullying nonsense. I'm not here seeking attention or notoriety. I am here to fight what is right and what is wrong and all of society. Something serious needs corrected. What is here within all of this has strong language and should not be considered anything other than what it is. I do not believe the requirements to shelter or save or protect our children from such content. If you have to analyze the text to understand it in a full and complete rational message, so be it. In that detailed analysis of linguistics you would find there is no calling here for any kind of violence. Warning, if you are easily offended, I cannot bring you comfort to the distressed forms of language here approached and needed applied to the science of swearing. I do not have an appreciation for niceness. These words crafted, he has a problem accepting the offer of exchange with honesty at its most needed adherence. We are at a most dangerous level of projection and prediction if not done to this level of wisdom. No excuses can make up for the dangerous pathway this country is currently embarked on, a warped grossness of misdirected authority. The pathway we are taking is wrong. Wrong way direction. Wrong way thinking. Thank you. A YouTube video. 50 minutes 22 seconds title, MSSGNR-Temperance San Bernardino Attorney /Supervisor Josie Gonzalez /Dr. Eric Tamami Shigeno. 48 views. March 25th, 2020. James Driscoll. 11 subscribers. This video is a screen capture recording of a Facebook Messenger conversation chat. The content chosen to appear in this video is the final trailing conclusive elements to attempt to take a matter of paramount importance into a community leadership affairs meeting in the city of San Bernardino, California. How there is a hate dysfunctional operating paradigm involved in the Ryan White Care Act funded social services network to include the local social services of my hometown region of Foothill AIDS Project, and how everyone involved into the services and doctor provider care of HIV are conflict avoidant to hold a conversation and move forward into remedy and resolve. The URL address bar of these web pages of this source of this content is hidden off the top of the screen. This is sourced original Messenger Facebook served content. However, there is the reference and mention to Messenger archived content at these locations in these pages / reference names of Facebook accounts. pages. Temperance San Bernardino Attorney. http://facebook.com/temperancelaw. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but HOPO not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/demo. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but HOPO not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/demo. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but HOPO not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/demo. San Bernardino County Supervisor Josie Gonzalez. http://facebook.com/supervs or Josie. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but HOPO not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/sip. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but HOPO not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/sip. Dr. Eric Tamami Shaken O of Borrego Health San Bernardino Clinic. http://dr-eric-tamami-shaken-o.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but HOPO not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET. http://dr-eric-tamami-shaken-o.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign but HOPO not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET/vitals.com-revx/filed-in-court. http://dr-eric-tamami-shaken-o.fuc. Glassdoor reviews. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/gla. 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 Hate paradigm business model is foundationally structured under this fully formed employee level review on Glassdoor, the 22nd of September, 2015. Disappointment and mendacity. Former employee - not safe to disclose in Portland, OR, US. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. CEO. I worked at Cascade IDS project full - time more than a year. Cons. Management is hostile to the union represented staff. The organization only works with a narrow part of the community yet markets something different to look more comprehensive than it is. Much of upper management is threatened by change, is conflict avoidant to the point of dysfunction, and is retaliatory when confronted. Often, people with poor skills are promoted to leadership, and this creates frustration and a sense of unfairness, highlighting backroom agreements meant to undermine. Morale is dreadful. In the past few years, most staff have been fired, pressured to leave, or asked to work with compromised ethics. Gay, black, HIV+, and trans-identified staff have been systematically marginalized. CAP treated HIV+ staff as second-class citizens, ignored client request for change, and silences critics. If you go against CAP, even if justified, you will find it hard to work in the HIV community in Portland. The board is completely distant from the staff and the clients being served, and act condescending and unhelpful. You would think if 50% of the staff leave in a few months' time, it might be a wake-up call that there are big problems that can't be dismissed as disgruntled staff. Since CAP is the only game in town for HIV-related needs, they have no checks and balances and no accountability when they injure the community they are claiming they serve. Advice to management. Stop displaying images and raising money through deception. Admit you do not serve the community at large and close your doors. CAP is not about HIV anymore. It's about retaining jobs and keeping people working at the expense of programming and directives that empower. If you want to be a LGBTQ health center, then so be it. But do not pretend you are helping people living with HIV, because you are not. You are only focusing on addicts and the mentally ill. Also, an LGBTQ health group or HIV group with no gay or HIV plus leaders or people of color managing direct services means you will be just like any other colonized public healthcare model that delivers incompetent care. There is a big problem when the public ignores you and your clients, and the community you claim to serve would rather go without than be at the mercy of a place they distrust and dislike. Music in this video. Learn more. Listen ad-free with YouTube Premium. Song: Lions. Artist: Skip Marley. Album: Lions. Licensed to YouTube by In Grooves, on behalf of Island Records. Latin Outer-Horner Chapel, Pedal, ASCP, Latina Torperf, Cobalt Music Publishing, on Al Brasilera Delaware Editores Delaware Musica-UBEM, AMRA, Hypnosis Songs Group, LLC, KMRA, Latin Outer, Umpi, Warner Chapel, and 14 Music Rights Societies. A YouTube video. 51 minutes 04 seconds title, Timothy Pete prints uplink data to persons Fukadoop Human Net while work and QR image browsing. Tags, at growup.net, PC building website headquarters. 6 views. January 30th, 2022. Macta Pond. The dude needs a brain replacement. I recently had a data hack crash of the file space for http://fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary pound sign bitoppo not binding, spelled fukedhuman.net, which of course cascaded into http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary pound sign bitoppo not binding, spelled fukedhuman.net, for which it did with a bit of flair, - the hack was done, the actual action that cleared the data was done by my own hand. This was because I was given directives from my ISP of Midomain that I actually hold featured subscription host services as unlimited storage. I first registered this space in June of 2005. This has been the first major crash of the file data space. They suggested that I clear some data or have my account removed for violation of the terms of service. Anyway, I cannot prove it, but apparently someone placed a hard link to reference the folder that supports the root of domain fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary pound sign bitoppo not binding, spelled fukedhuman.net. - when my clearing of this files by a delete command, it followed the hard link and cleared the out of direct path files. I was definitely within the 6-day backup daily backup files available. But of course, every BSCAP available had these same files clear. What a fucked up human condition of intention. The video here show a restore uplink for the person who definitely holds one of the most outward holding of a public employee in the city I was born. He is the city attorney for San Bernardino, California, Attorney Timothy Pete Prince. I happen to be San Bernardino High School class 1983 alumni. He knows who I am and I know who he is. - I restored most of the domain files to time period year 2018. There is quite a store for this disturbing tweet. This includes Facebook Messenger content. What a boring thing to watch files being uploaded. So on the right, the FTP transfer is taking place in the right side, and on the left side is a guided images slideshow including many images that contain scannable QR codes to content off my network. Totally free, totally safe. Who, why, what, when, and for where persons are actually listed to. http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign pitapo not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET since 2005. The list is pretty long. I also have placed those who deserve to be listed at http://fuckeduphuman.space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign pitapo not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.SPACE. And, yep, you read this correctly. http://fuckeduphuman.life. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign pitapo not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.LIFE. Can you imagine running into the realism that you personally have a folder listed on that domain, and you just ingiore it till you die because what is there is the truth, and you cannot attempt a content removal request? The only way to clear the content is to reconcile and go through the recogminking process and find amends for the wrongdoing that has been cut, frozen and documented. Dash. Time for everyone to stop the nasty naughty devil ways we be ruining other people's lives. Dash. Stop such actions immediately. Stop, look, and listen. Safe to browse, watch the video here, and seek out to contact San Bernardino City Attorney Timothy Pete Prince and ask him what the fuck he did to his classmate James Martin Driscoll to deserve to be listed at http://persons.fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary pound sign pitapo not binding. Spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET. I should transfer him to. I think I will.